Now, Ambassador Ali just told us she hopes to forge closer ties between Africa and America. Many African Americans already feel a special connection to the continent. And in recent years, thousands have taken journeys there to walk in the steps of their ancestors. One of them is the Reverend Delman Coates, a faith leader and community activist in the Washington, D.C. area. He recently traveled to Ghana to learn more about his history. And there, he learned the meaning of Akwaaba, the Ghanaian word for welcome. Reverend Coates sent us this audio postcard.
Hello, Michelle, and greetings from the motherland. I am writing from Ghana, West Africa, where 68 members from my church have been exploring the many cultural and historical sites here. For all of us, it is our first trip to Africa, and we wanted to come here because Ghana was one of the key ports used during the transatlantic slave trade. As we toured the Elmina slave castle and stood in the very holding cells and dungeons where our ancestors were held before being sent across the Atlantic, many in our group were literally moved to tears. We were surprised to see that the slave traders had a church in the middle of the slave castle. Its existence speaks volumes to the ways in which some have used religion to justify injustice and oppression. Fortunately, we have been able to witness firsthand that Black history and culture predates and transcends the slave trade. We participated in an African naming ceremony and visited several museums of Ghanaian and Asante history. The cultural exchange has gone in both directions. Many Ghanaians have been as excited to see us as we have been to see them. I can't tell you the number of people who have told me they were sleep-deprived because they had been up for 2 days watching the election results. Recognized as Americans, we are constantly greeted on the streets by people shouting, "Obama! Obama!" I gave away 2 Obama t-shirts that I brought with me, and several others in our group have given away hats and other items as well. There's no question that Obama mania is here. It's as if Barack Obama was elected their president as well. One man told me the reason so many people in Africa are excited about Barack Obama's election is because they thought the White House meant only whites could reside there. That a Black man, a son of Africa, will be the next president of the United States gives hope to all people that there's no obstacle they can't overcome. I have been personally touched and inspired by the sense of hope felt by the people here in Ghana because of the election in America. It is a hope that is greatly needed here. Unemployment is high. The standard and quality of life is low. At the bottom of the Elmina slave castle, there is something called the Door of No Return. According to our tour guide, Africans were sent out of that door, packed into ships like cargo, and sent to the New World, never to return. I guess the return of 68 African Americans to that very door is a testament to the audacious hope and perseverance that runs through the human spirit. Words cannot express the joy, optimism, and hope that I feel to return home during such a transformative time in American political history. It is a pilgrimage that I hope many more in America will be inspired to make. Akwaaba.
That audio postcard came to us from the Reverend Delman Coates.